You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, want to talk about The Bachelor? It is the greatest TV show of perhaps all time.
Wow, big call.
You know, Simo, you know that I'm a big fan. I'd call a half fan.
Oh yeah, that's true.
You watch it enough to know what's going on, but not religiously. Whether as I rush home from work every day, albeit an hour and a half before it starts anyway, but still, and then sit down and watch it intently, and then I do gossip about it a lot.
Do you know
the
what
office.
I've noticed in my own self regarding The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and all those shows?
Mm-hmm.
So
they're brilliant, mate.
So I've noticed that I watch the first episode and I watch the last episode, and then I can just kind of like, I can mock my way through just by the amount of coverage that it has.
Just by memes.
I don't need to watch the middle bit, but I can watch the start and the end, and it's kind of equal to the experience.
But it's a shame that those are the worst ones you watch, because the first episode's good because you get to meet everyone.
Yeah.
The last episode of any like reality TV show like that.
Right.
Historically boring.
Really?
But you have to watch it for the big reveal. Oh, yeah, because they drag it out.
Right.
Everyone's there just to hear Osha say, "You are the winner."
Right.
But they drag it out for 2 hours.
And then you can just check like the betting odds and work out who's going to win.
Yeah, pretty much. I made some good money on last season. Anyway, Simo, I want to talk not about this current season of The Bachelor, which is airing at the moment.
Right.
But the one that's coming after it, The Bachelorette.
Okay.
Ellie and Becky Miles are the two girls.
Oh, yes.
Two sisters, and there's 20-odd guys flocking towards them.
Yeah, they're doing twins.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
What the hell?
Simo, so that one is filming in Sydney pretty much right now. I think it's right now, if not very, very soon.
Okay, right.
However, it has been revealed that Osha, the host, Osha Gunsberg, he will be absent from several episodes of the upcoming season because he is in Melbourne at the moment finishing off the Masked Singer.
Right.
And travelling from Melbourne to
Sydney
to anywhere at the moment is a bit tricky.
Mm.
So he's had to go do the 2-week quarantine and therefore will not feature in several episodes. That's all we know. We don't know how many. Just several.
The original G-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be absent.
There has been reports that he will just host it via Zoom, but I can't see that working.
Yeah.
So, Simo, I wanted to ask you, if Osha can't be there,
who
should host?
Well, because Osha took over a episode of Survivor, right? So because Jonathan Lapaglia, he got trapped in the US when COVID first hit.
Yeah.
So the last episode of Survivor, the grand finale, was not hosted by the guy that did the entire series, right? It was a live finale and Osha got the gig, which I was spewing about. I was super angry about that, particularly because, do you remember, it used to be, who was Andrew G a host with?
James Matheson.
Turns out he's actually, side note, he's a massive, like, huge Survivor fan.
Oh,
he's got, like, a little Survivor fanboy show that he does himself, and he did not get the call up over Andrew G, or, like, now Osha Gunsberg.
Yeah.
Right? I was like, I was seething, Jordan. Right?
I can tell you're still angry about it now.
Very much so. So, justice for Matheson. Get him in.
So you're saying Matheson should host The Bachelor, not Lapaglia.
I was kind of thinking Lapaglia, but now I'm like, either we could do Lapaglia as host and special comments from James Matheson.
Mm.
So
it's not like a cricket match. They don't need a host and an expert.
Well, what about
Osha does barely anything on the he rocks up for 5 minutes at the end and then buggers off.
Okay, what about if we do James Matheson, he does the cocktail parties, and Lapaglia, he can do the dates.
Okay. I can see that working. I did have one more idea, though, that I was kind of hoping you would go for.
Okay, who?
All right, so just get rid of the music back for a second.
Okay, sorry, yeah, sure.
Simo, just see what you think of this. Simo, you have not received a rose. Please now take the time to say goodbye. Give me the role! I want it! I want to host it in Osha's absence!
You want the gig?
Give me the gig, Channel 10!
Simo and Jordan.
And talking names. Now, Jordan famously can go either way.
What do you mean?
Gender.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
It's a unisex, I think the word is.
Yeah,
name?
So they were just like, your parents are covering all the bases.
Yeah.
We're like, we don't want to put too much effort into this.
Yeah.
Because you were the second or third second?
I know, I'm the second.
Yeah, so they'd already kind of been through the ringer once.
Yeah, they put effort in coming up with my older brother's name, and then it was me, and it's like, ugh. That'll do.
Nice work. I got all of the syllables.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was the first one.
Okay.
Now,
well, what would you have been? Because Simo is not unisex name. You were a girl, Simone.
Samantha.
Oh, Samantha.
Hmm. Big fan of the S's.
Samantha and Jordan. Mine still doesn't change.
However, a bit of backlash has hit a parent because she took to... Well, first of all, she told her mates about what they were thinking about calling their daughter.
Okay. Oh, daughter. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Can I have a guess whose baby this is? Because... Because Simo, Ed Sheeran, him and his partner had a baby just the other day.
Yeah.
Someone in the office
lost their absolute mind.
You know where this is going. The baby's name's Antarctica something.
That's not
the first. That's like a middle name. There's like five middle names. I can't remember what it's called.
Lyra
sure Antarctica Sheeran or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Someone in the office lost their marbles.
just about pick something and throw it through a window.
I know, they were so angry. I'm like, dude, just chill.
Antarctica?
How dare they call them Antarctica? What's wrong with Tom?
Yeah, he does want a Tom or like, he was like, he was a bit disappointed, I think. I felt like the Ed Sheeran betrayed him a bit. Like, he thought he was a bit more generic, a bit more basic.
Mm. I mean, his name's Ed.
Exactly. He so was hopeful.
Like Ed would go with a Tom or a Sam or something like that, but went with Lyra Antarctica.
That's right. Why? So, what's wrong with Bob?
Anyway, so this isn't Ed Sheeran.
No, this is a woman who is going to call her daughter Clint.
Okay.
What do you reckon? Do you reckon that works?
A Clint, is it like Clint Antarctica something? Or just Clint?
Yeah, just Clint.
Look, it probably wouldn't spring to mind as being the first choice for a girl, but I do what you want to. I got no problem with it.
Okay, right. So you wouldn't necessarily, like, recommend them to change it?
No. I don't. They're the parents. Unless they're trying to call the kid a swear word or something, it's like, go nuts. Like, you know.
Elon Musk naming his kid XAE-12.
Yeah, okay, that is a bit over the top, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But they're naming it Clint, not Clint XE-12 squared.
Not a long division sum. But it's kind of going that way. It's making me think now that we really need to think about branding as human beings, you know? Like, because all the celebrities are giving their kids names that are going to solidify the brand, going to make sure that they have an Instagram account that flourishes for a long period of time.
Okay.
So if you could rename yourself, what would you go for?
Well, Elon Musk, what was his, what did he name his kid again? It was
XAE-12, which is apparently the outlay of one of their favourite jets. Like the parents have a favourite jet. And it was there.
I don't know how I'd feel if I was the kid. It's like, oh, Daddy, why did you name me that? Oh, our favourite aeroplane is called that.
It's a serial number. It's not even the name of the plane.
So it's like the barcode.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be worse. You could have been called Boeing 747. Like, can imagine that doing a roll call at school. Sam, here. Lisa, here. Boeing 747. Over here, miss.
Sorry, I'm actually running late because I never run on time.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, have you ever wanted 8 bars of gold?
Wanted them?
Yeah.
No, I've not really obsessed with gold like that.
Yeah,
if they were going, like if someone was just giving them out, I'll take some. You know,
someone, like, Simo, is just giving them out.
Right.
Albeit for money.
Okay,
quite a lot of money as well.
It sounds about right. I mean, gold as a commodity kind of, historically has a bit of value attached to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Not just historically, it does now in modern days as well.
So is there he's just selling gold bars?
No, Simo. So it's Manchester Airport in the UK are selling off 8 gold bars. They're valued at 1.5 million Aussie dollars.
Right.
The reason being, and the reason that they came into the airport kind of came into having these gold bars is a bit weird. So they were found in a lunchbox of a traveller back in November 2018.
Right.
They were seized. The passenger, who was destined for Dubai, forfeited them. He said, go, take them. I don't want them.
No way. Isn't that ridiculous? How scary is that?
Yeah.
To me, that's scary because it's like he's just going to get some more. Like that's like 5 cent pieces. Like if you drop a 5 cent piece in the street, right, I probably still pick it up. Right? The mentality.
You're going to say something else then?
No.
If I drop a 5 cent piece, it's an inconvenience in my day. I have to bend all the way down to get that. You know what? I don't care. I'm Simo. I'm loaded.
No, not at all. I'm still someone that's picking that up. But they're, you know.
Cheapskate.
Yeah. But then you just add that amount of wealth. It blows my mind. It truly does.
Mm. I didn't realize that taking large amounts of gold, like in your hand luggage, was something that you couldn't do on a plane. I mean,
yeah, because they need to tax it when you move between nations.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, it needs to be taxed. So there's rules about coming back into Australia with a certain amount of like cash on you, like with a certain amount of because it needs to be if it's from another country, you can like convert it, but it's going to cost you a portion. And the more you have, the more you get taxed.
Oh, is that why? Because I was trying to read this article and it doesn't actually say why they were seized. I thought, I don't know, he was doing something else with him as well. But no, okay, no, that does make sense. Simo, but there is going to be an online auction happening about 2 o'clock UK time today. Which is in Australian time, like, I think it's like midnight, or it might be like 1 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, our time.
Yeah.
But there is going to be a live online auction. So, Simo, if you want them, you can just log on and chuck a few bids in.
Do they expect it to go for more than it's, I nearly said street value, but like, is it expected to go for more than it's actually worth as a mineral?
It's valued at 1.5 million. So I'm not an expert on Antiques Roadshow about how all that stuff works.
Because the novelty of gold bars, sure, right? Maybe that.
What are you saying? The novelty will wear off.
No, well, it's weird, right? Because normally, like, the novelty of certain things will push a price up, right? But it's still gold bars, right? It's still got a literal value on it, which is floated on the stock market every day and it, you know, is fluid, or, you know, people, it's only going to go up. But the bars.
Or unless it goes down.
But the bars, it's like, does the novelty of having a bar of gold, like if I came to you and said, look, I've got 20 kilos of gold bars, or I've got 20 kilos of liquid gold, or I've got 20 kilos of...
You seem to have a lot of gold. Where did you get this gold, by the way? Did you bring it into the country without paying tax?
Or I've got...
Because I'm going to contact the police.
So which one are you picking?
I go for the gold bars.
Really?
Just purely by the fact that...
What about hot magma liquidous gold?
No, because that will burn.
Okay, right.
But Simo, I did try to think... So just imagine, for example, that you did buy this gold.
Okay, I mean, in this far-off science fiction universe.
You've bought this gold.
Hmm.
Simo, well, how do you get it from Manchester, where this gold is, to Australia? I mean, no offence to the post or anything like that, but it's quite a valuable thing. You might want to actually fly over and pick it up yourself. So you fly to Manchester, you pick up the gold, you're bringing it back. It's like, oh, I'll just chuck it in my lunchbox, chuck it in the backpack, and I'll go off. Won't have any problems here. Go through security. They seize it again, and the gold, and they get to sell the gold again. This is a brilliant cash money from Manchester Airport. They are going to be loaded.
Oh, do you reckon it's a scheme?
Look.
Are you claiming that the airport are running a scheme?
Look, about 3 or 4 years ago, I did fly into Manchester Airport.
Yeah.
It's an absolute dump. It could do with a facelift.
Because the, you know... Not like a scheme like the price of air tickets. Hey, they should be cheaper, shouldn't they?
We can make these jokes now because no one's going to be flying for at least 6 months.
Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I did just want to bring up a little thing that has happened. Someone in our office received a phone call from someone very interesting.
Okay.
Your landlord.
Oh, hell. Why?
She has made contact with the radio station.
Ugh. Okay, what's going on?
I've got the message here that has been sent to me. They just wanted to give you a big shout out, and they want to say thank you to Uncle Simo for being such a fun and loving uncle to their brand new puppy, Barney. Love, Tracy and Adrian.
Yep.
Dead set, that actually came in.
Yeah,
I've got the message here.
Interesting.
Look at you, you're blushing now. Of course, Barney is your brand new puppy, which you enjoy spending a lot of time with.
Yeah, enjoy is a strong word.
Well, you say you don't like the puppy now.
No, he's a very joyous creature.
Okay.
But they take a lot of work. And you probably don't know this, having not ever owned a pet.
Correct.
And not being responsible for anything smaller than yourself, would you say?
I'm barely responsible for myself.
Yeah. So it's a lot of work.
Mm.
It's exhausting.
Well,
I'm knackered. It's welcome to parenting is what it is.
Well, Simo, your landlords who are the owner of the puppy, they appreciate your efforts.
Yeah, that's it.
So
yeah,
they're just saying thank you, and they wanted me to pass on that message right now.
Mm.
So consider it passed on.
Yeah.
Really hope we have Who Let the Dogs Out to play next, because that would be perfect.
That would be handy. How do you reckon you would go with raising a creature?
Oh, terrible.
Terrible?
Terrible.
No good?
Day three, I'd forget about its living.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And washing up the clothes.
Yeah.
What age did you start doing it? What age did you take that off mum's hands?
You describe washing the clothes as putting them in the machine that washes them for me.
Putting them in the machine.
If you're asking about what age did I start hand washing my clothes, never.
Yeah, you didn't get the washboard out.
But in terms of just throwing them in the machine.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You have to empty it as well, Jordan. You don't just leave them in
there.
Oh,
do you?
Yeah.
I've been wondering where all my clothes have been going.
Every time.
Are they all just in the machine
still?
I
just chuck them in there and go out and buy new ones.
I thought that's what you were meant to do.
Don't they go to play? That's where they go.
You put them in there, they go to Narnia. And then you go buy new ones.
A magic washing machine.
I do love when you're doing washing machines. So you chuck them all in the washing machine, take them out an hour later, hang them up.
Hmm.
They will stay hung up for a week.
Yeah.
Until I have to do the next cycle of washing, which case I'll take them down.
Are you marvelling at the washing line's ability to, hold the clothes up for that long? Is that... look at this.
I guess so.
Guys, this is amazing.
I think it's just more being lazy. Yeah, I should say they're dry. I'll get around to it.
Now, you've talked around the question, what age did you start doing your own washing?
I started doing... I don't know if this is embarrassing or not, but probably when I left home,
right,
when I moved out.
Yeah.
I think I was 18, 19.
Oh, that's not too bad. Yeah, you're an early one out of home.
Yeah.
I reckon that's pre-me. I reckon I was embarrassed about it, but mum was still grabbing my stuff, 20, 21, I think.
Oh, sorry, when you were 21. Okay, so when you said 2021, I'm like, mum's still grabbing my stuff in the year 2021. Your mum's grabbing your dirty laundry from next year?
It's about a 220-kilometre drive for Kerry Jane. However, would you lose stuff in the wash? So the other week I put my headphones through the wash. Still work, by the way.
Yeah.
Put them out on the windowsill and they dried up a treat.
I must admit, I've done that. Yeah. And they still work, but they sound like you listen to music underwater.
Okay.
Is that the same with your headphones?
No, because I made sure not to plug them in again until they were really dry.
Yeah. I didn't make that mistake.
Yeah, you might have gone a bit early.
Mm.
So would you lose stuff in the wash, particularly at a younger age, like coins, cash, that kind of thing?
I don't know. It's lost.
Yeah.
I guess so. I've kind of washed my pants through, got them out and realised, there's $20 in here.
Yeah.
But that's not really losing it because you find it.
You find it again.
I'm sure I must have lost stuff like that.
Because I saw this during the week. There is a mother who is doing her children's washing, has done for years.
Yeah.
And she has been collecting all of the cash that has been left in the pockets of the clothes. And what she's doing is she's maybe got two or three kids and whoever's cash it is that's been lost is being packaged into a lunchbox, and she's going to add up all of the cash that she finds in the wash.
Genius.
And then present it to them on their moving out day.
Wait, so she's going to give it back to the kids?
Yeah, but all together, after years.
Oh, okay. Maybe this is greedy of me, but if I was the mother, I'd go on the day they're moving out of here's all the money in your washing that I've collected up. I'm off to go buy a massage chair.
Wow, that's ruthless.
Well,
Because I like the idea. It's very kind of because when you're moving out of home, did you need a bit of a cash influx?
I think I was okay.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I think I did get a bit of a cash influx now you mention it.
Right, yeah. So it's a good way to go about it, right? You've just been collecting
Well, yeah, well, how much money is it? Because, like, yeah, if it's only $50 or something, it's probably not going to grudge.
Particularly as well, if it's kind of rewarding the laziness as well, or, like, people that... It's rewarding the kid that loses the most stuff.
Yeah.
There's always one of your brothers that leaves his drink bottle at sport on the weekend every time. It's like, we had, like, 20 drink bottles in this drawer. Now there's one.
But do you know how much money there was?
No, unclear, because she's still going, so okay. Still mounting up.
It would kind of suck if she did present the money to the kid when the kid leaves home. The kid goes, oh, brilliant, thank you, I'll chuck it in my pocket. And then a week later, the kid's doing his first washing at his new house. He's doing it himself for the first time. Doesn't really know how to do it, because, you know, do you put the laundry powder in here? Okay, pants in there. Doesn't realise that it's got the money in there, and it just goes through the washing machine again and gets lost forever.
Gone.
The mum's like, oh, why did I even bother?
It's worth mentioning that I found out that I asked my mum about this because I was horrendous. Oh, stuff went through the wash. Tamagotchis, coin, cash.
You're asking your mum, mum, you owe me $1,000. 21 years of doing my laundry. There was money in the pocket each time.
Yeah.
Where's my money, mum?
And it turns out she was using it to buy stuff. Like,
was it a massage chair?
No, I don't know, because it wasn't enough.
You go home for Christmas. Like, where did that massage chair come from? No idea.
She was doing incremental purchases, like getting herself a Chupa Chup when she went and did the shopping.
Every time your mum came home with a Chupa Chup, you know, oh, I left 50 cents in my pocket again, didn't I?
It's like, oh, another Chupa Chup on Simo.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.